Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Kentertained? I am your host, Russ, and of course I am joined by the ever-present Kent Waldron and the ever-vivacious Carrie Blowers. Guys, how are we doing? By the way, it's episode 41, and it is April 12th. 2017. Sorry. Go ahead. Now, how are you guys doing?
Good. I think. This week was very confusing. I don't know if it was to you guys, but it definitely was to me.
Jack Nicholson is turning 80 in 9 days.
So that happened.
And no, it didn't happen. It's going to happen, Russ. 9 days.
Oh, sorry.
Can't say happened. English, motherfucker. Speak it.
So, yeah.
By the way, also, come on, vivacious, really? You've used vivacious like 4 times. We've only done like 30 of these. Get a thesaurus and come up with some better adjectives.
I want it to be kind of similar to the ever part, and I just couldn't think of anything. You know, I think of these things at the moment it happens. I don't plan this stuff out. So it's usually going to be vivacious or... Vivian.
So that's some sheer professionalism on Russ's part.
It certainly is.
I have so little time, I can't look up a word. I can't spend 10 seconds of my busy life to look up a fucking word.
I'm so glad.
Ooh la la, look at me, I'm Russ. I'm so important.
I'm so glad that you know that.
Look at my titties.
You do have nice titties.
No, I was speaking as you.
Oh, I don't have that nice of titties.
You have nice titties. I mean, they're okay.
Yeah, they're no yours.
They're better than this week's of wrestling.
Oh man, talk about a shakeup! Good roll into that, Kent, with the shaking of titties. And
yeah, shaking of titties will always get us on a roll.
That's right. Talking about shakeup.
You know what? Wait, I got a segue here quickly. I woke up to titties on my screen and I was really happy with that. I just had like some horror movies playing on a loop, and I woke up. I was like. Tits. This is the way every day should be.
It should.
When you just wake up to tits on your screen.
You should. I can't argue with that. You know, you wake up, that's a good wake up. So, all right. So, yes, there was a huge shakeup in the WWE this week when it came down to Raw and SmackDown trading some of their phenomenal... champ or their guys, you know, I don't know how to call them. They're, I guess, some of their best picks, some of the worst. I don't know. We're going to talk about it later. But right now, we have a special behind the scenes look at how the negotiations went. Kent, you want to bring us up on this one?
Yeah. Through some sleuthing and some sort of investigative reporting, not full on, because I'm not
because you're not caring.
But, you know. I got some friends in little places that happen to be around for the negotiations. So I have on good authority of how it all went down. So I was thinking it would be good for us to reenact it, from the actual transcript that I got.
Right. And that's what's beautiful about it. I can't believe you got that transcript.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can find when, you know, you ain't got no life. Shane and Stephanie were not even in the room. It was just Daniel Bryan, Kurt Angle, and an arbitrator, like a trade arbitrator.
Okay, you're right.
And it gets kind of silly at some points, and that's what we kind of saw the result on our TV this past Monday and Tuesday.
That's true. So,
yeah,
we're going to reenact this for you folks, because... Well, frankly, you deserve it. All three of you. So.
Wow. You're telling our fans that they deserve something awful.
Yep. Oh, boy, do they. All right, so what are our...
Shame on you for wasting your time.
So like, what is...
Seriously.
What are our roles here?
Well, you can play the role of Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Carrie will play the role... of the arbitrator, because the arbitrator was in fact female, and I will be playing the role of Kent Angle, because Kurt is just a screen name. His real name is Kent Engel, and if you actually watched the 1996 Olympics, you would know that for a fact. It's true. It's damn true. Okay, it's kind of a lie.
That's a lie that I've never heard, but sure. The only thing is, I wish I was playing Kurt Angle, because he's my favorite wrestler of all time.
Well, you're still in purgatory for not picking him when he got announced for Hall of Fame. Still in purgatory.
All right, let's talk about this transcript here, and then we'll get into the wrestling for the week, because most of the wrestling was the trades, so we're going to be hitting this mostly anyway. All right, so let's begin this. We're in the dank offices of the WWE headquarters. Let us go. Now.
I'm just resizing my screen.
Oh.
Go fuck yourself.
I was starting as the transcript, so. All right.
That's fine. Well, probably, you know, it's nice to see you here, Daniel. You.
It's nice
prick.
To see you here, too, Kurt. I'm glad we have an arbitrator here. I just want to say real quick, SmackDown has been continuously getting screwed over. I want fair trades, and I will not accept anything else but fair trades.
Well, that's why we have an arbitrator, so I don't get any over on you. And
so
Raw is such a dominant brand, I don't really need to swindle you at all. We have so many stars, we can break our brand in half and still have a better show than SmackDown. Oh, it's real.
Is it damn real?
Listen here, Mr. Yes Man.
All right, joking aside, I listen, Kurt, it's great to see you here, and I do believe that you're looking for a fair trade. But we do have the arbitrator here. What is the arbitrator's name? I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Arbitrator?
Arbitrator? Want to give a name? Huh?
Is our arbitrator still alive?
Arbiter?
I see her laughing, but I don't see her talking.
All right, the arbitrator's name is Barb.
Barb! Okay, see, thank you, Barb, for introducing yourself. All right, so Barb, we want fair trades here and nothing but fair trades, or SmackDown's walking from the table.
Fair enough. I think we went over the ground rules before we started, gentlemen. Let's make sure everything's, you know, fair right down the middle, and, you know, I'll get involved when I need to, when I think things are going too heavy one way or too heavy the other way.
All right, sounds fair enough to me. All right. So, Raw, you are right. The flagship. What do you propose?
Yeah. Well, one guy that we didn't get and when we initially did the draft that we really, really wanted and probably should have chosen number one instead of that dirtbag Seth Rollins is Dean Ambrose. And he's currently your Intercontinental Champion. So I was thinking, since the red brand's probably going to just not do too much with our red belt for a while, we could use a good secondary champion. And we think that, you know, Kevin Owens may have had his run. So, what would you say about secondary champion for secondary champion proposal?
I've only got one thing to say to that. Kurt. Yes. 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 Yes, that's a perfect trade.
Woo!
I love it. Let's do it.
All right. Excellent.
Okay. So now,
and now the Shield is reunited. Sucker.
Well, that's good that you have the Shield. It's true. But we have Kevin Owens, and he is a internet darling, and people really seem to get along with him. I think he'll be a great asset on SmackDown.
Yeah, let's care about the internet fans. Raw doesn't care about the internet fans, okay?
I know. man, that's funny. All right, let's go on to your next proposal for us.
All right. Another thing I was thinking about changing up. We have an announcer situation, and two of our guys really don't get along. Corey Graves and Byron Saxton. Is there any way you'd be willing to take on Byron Saxton? Like, we'll take anybody back. Anybody.
Anybody. you know...
Yeah, we just need somebody.
You know, it's funny, because we've had our own issues, too. And they've been pretty serious. So, you know what? I'm going to give you David Otunga.
No.
Arbitrator?
I think this might work. Might work out.
Okay.
So I think that's a fair trade. Byron Saxton for David Otunga.
Well, I guess we're going to a two-man booth.
Not necessarily. If I remember correctly, isn't there a Miss Renee Young that could possibly, you know, join the commentating team?
A woman on the commentary? Oh, shit.
She did it on an NXT, and she did halfway decent.
Oh, man. You're funny, Barb. I'll give you that.
Bo Dallas also did good in NXT.
Oh, man. Whew. Okay, that was some good brevity that we needed. All right, let's move to our next one. And again, Kurt, I'm going to allow you to choose what you think we should move on to next.
You know, our tag team divisions have both gotten stale.
A little bit.
If anybody watched WrestleMania, they know how stale they got. So, I don't know, you got anything that you'd like to propose?
Well, here's our problem. We got rid of Simon Gotch, which we should have been doing that a long time ago. I don't know why we didn't, but hey, we got rid of him, Simon Gotch.
Well, it's about time, so kudos to you guys.
Took us a little bit, you know, negotiations, things like that. So what we have a problem is that our tag division is now really, really thin. So here's what I'm thinking. You guys need single wrestlers. Your tag division's pretty good. Where we need a strong tag team to come over from Raw to SmackDown. So here's what I propose. I propose that we give you our inaugural SmackDown tag team champions, the Ginger Rhinos, as they're known. And you give us New Day. Now, hear me out. You get the inaugural champions of SmackDown, and they are great individually, too. So that will really help you out with your singles, but they can also mesh together for your tag team. Where the New Day will help us establish what we don't really have. Our biggest problem is that we're a weak tag division. We only have the Usos. For some whatever reason, American Alpha doesn't get over on for us. So if the New Day comes over, we have a little bit of legitimacy. We need them. So I'm going to propose New Day for Ginger Rhinos.
So you want the longest reigning tag team champions in WWE history. You want three guys for two.
Well, yes. Okay, here's the reasoning. We have a need for this tag team where you, sir, have the Revival, the Hardy Boys, you have Enzo and Cass. I mean, you've got big names. What do we have? The Usos? We need the New Day.
Okay. You know what? I think that could work because, let's face it, the Revival just destroyed Kofi Kingston, so he's going to be gone for a bit, and we see dollar signs in Heath Slater, because we still have Bo Dallas, we still got Jinder, we may even get Drew McIntyre, we have Curtis, we can have a social outcast five-man band.
That right, think that about right that.
That's money.
I
all right. I'm sold.
You're sold. All right. So while you're sold, I'm going to go for one more uneven trade. But for real, honestly, this is a huge upswing for you guys. So hear me out on this one. Give me one more team.
Okay. Well, I understand you guys need more tag teams because you can't utilize what you have.
It's true.
The Ascension. Okay. If you want another tag team, anything's on the table except for the Hardy Boys, the Revival, Enzo and Cass, Gallus and Anderson, and Cesaro. But I mean, everything else is completely on the table.
It's like, that's everybody.
I guess that kind of leaves the Golden Truth. So, I mean, you can enjoy a pair of 40-year-olds.
No. We want at least former tag team champions.
Goldust and R-Truth were former world tag team champions in their own right, just not together.
Exactly. And they're too old. Come on. I want...
Well, that's all we have to offer.
No. You know who you have to offer? You have Primo and Epico.
Wait. They're still on our roster?
Yes.
What?
They're way younger than the Golden Truth. So we want Primo and Epico, and what we were going to give for you... you're gonna love it, okay? I'm just trying to get you prepared for it. He's young.
I'm excited, I guess.
He's an old up-and-comer jobber. Kurt Hawkins! He's gonna fit right in with you guys. He works just like Goldberg.
So you want a tag team for Kurt Hawkins?
Oh my! It's the perfect trade, sir. The perfect trade. And I can't believe you wouldn't even agree with it.
Arbitrator, am I wrong in thinking this is a little lopsided?
Let's hear him out first.
All right, thank you. Okay. He's just like Goldberg. He's even just like Zack Ryder, except he's never been over. He has terrible catchphrases, and his in-ring skills are, come on. Huh?
Yeah, we're sold. I mean, we could put him over Brock Lesnar.
Right. See, I knew you could see Kurt Hawkins doing
that.
That
could be the main event of WrestleMania 34. All right, you know what? I'm sold. Kurt Hawkins versus Brock Lesnar, penciling it in.
All right.
Now, we on Raw, we also, because we're so awesome, we have to accommodate a whole other division called the 205 division. And for some reason... You guys drafted a cruiserweight, and you guys don't have a division. So, we would like to acquire Kalisto, since you guys really haven't booked him in anything meaningful except for, you know, some match with chairs long, long, long time ago.
Whoa, okay. First of all, he's been a key part of all of our storylines. Don't try to pull this crap with me, buddy. All right, Kurt, I know you're a smooth talker, but let me just tell you something right now. You want Kalisto. We demand a star in return who can do everything that Kalisto can do.
Everything that Kalisto do. All right. Well, we have a guy who dresses similar to Kalisto.
Go on.
He can do everything that Kalisto can do, except, and here's the real selling point, he's a legitimate heavyweight. He's also a real-life badass, so he could be SmackDown's version of Brock Lesnar.
Okay, who is it? Our Brock Lesnar, I gotta hear this, just for Kalisto.
Yeah, so...
All right, I'm good with this. Let's do it, sign us up.
All right, you are the proud owners of Sin Cara.
Wait, Sin Cara?
Sin Cara.
Isn't he just Kalisto Light?
No, he's Kalisto Heavy.
All right. That sucks. I'm not going to lie to you, but I already said yes to it.
I think maybe the arbitrator should stop you from opening your mouth so much because...
Yeah, where was that arbitrator? You didn't even... All right. Last trade was garbage. I'm going to get some retribution here.
Just like your breath.
Thanks, Kurt. That kind of hurts.
Hey,
you're
guys.
Vegan?
Let's keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Like Mr. Clean over there?
Yeah, at least I don't wear recycled tires for sneakers.
Hey, I'm saving the environment.
Hey, guys. Enough. Let's get back to work here.
All right.
Okay. Fine.
So that last trade was meh. So I'm going to get some retribution here. Our women's division is desperate, okay? We know that Charlotte is the best female wrestler on Raw, and we want her.
Buddy, I'm sorry about the last trade. The problem here, the huge problem in the room, is that you are asking for the single greatest female wrestler of this generation.
Some might say
she's already made
it. How good she is.
That's our line. Do not steal it. It's trademarked.
Sorry, right.
For Raw. We write history. She has main evented Raw's pay-per-views. All right. I'll hear you out. We do need some more depth because, I don't know, I guess some people don't like seeing Sasha versus Charlotte exchanging the belt 7 times over the course of a few months.
Get out of here. That's got to be your winner.
We have heard that from some guy named Mark Markington. We cannot tell if it's 100% true, if he represents everybody, but we think he does.
It has to.
All right, here. We need more depth.
Okay.
We will send you Charlotte if we can get our pick of 2 of your girls.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
We won't take... We will not take your lone 4 horsewoman.
All right, good, because I was going to say, Becky's off the table. You can't take her.
All right, we will not take Nikki Bella, because, you know, we don't want to break up your little...
We got big plans for Cena whatever. And Nikki later on. And Kane.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you guys got Kane. And you guys can even keep your champion in Naomi.
All right,
good. I mean, you good with this?
All right, the only other thing is I really want to keep Natty. Her cats and Instagrams, they get lots of hits. That's big. Cats matter.
Okay.
Cats matter.
Yeah, they would to SmackDown. Okay. All right. They're all off the table.
Okay, good.
Can we call this a deal and just move on?
Well, we really don't want to do a 2-for-1 here. We're not that strong here. Can you throw in another female wrestler? Come on, we can't. 2-for-1 is just too much in the women's division.
Yeah, sure. We can throw in somebody else.
All right. Okay, good. Who do you want?
So you're really... this is good?
Yeah, I'll take whatever you got. Just who do you want? We've already nailed who we want kept. So who do you want?
I would caution you before you agree to anything. Let's see what he's asking for first.
Oh. We want Charlotte. We've already taken off the table people who we want. Let's hear what he wants, and let's just go with it.
I mean, my balls, you're breaking them. I mean, you're taking our greatest asset, really. And all we want is, we want a short person, so we want Alexa Bliss. And, we kind of want the woman with the most WWE World Women's Heavyweight Champions in the world, Mickie James.
Whoa! Hold on, whoa! I thought you were going to take Carmella to reunite Cass or something, not take Mickie James and Alexa Bliss. Whoa!
No, you said it was okay!
Alright.
Did you not?
Alright.
You're getting Charlotte.
I'm getting Charlotte. Alright, Charlotte. We got to be able to either get Sasha. I mean, Sasha's great. Bailey. I mean, you're not going to trade Bailey because she's your champion. But, I mean, Nia. Nia could be good for a good... All right, who's the other person? Come on.
Well, none of those people that you mentioned, but we are going to do you one better. Because we at Raw, we care. So, we are going to give you another daughter of a murderer. I mean, Hall of Famer. And, she's a true badass. You're going to get Tamina. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
You bastard.
Woo!
That was garbage. I didn't even know you had her on your roster.
I think you guys did, but you accepted the trade like a moron.
Wait, she was on our roster?
I don't think we were paying her. Were you guys?
I don't know. I didn't.
Well, you got her now. Good trade. Good trade. Maybe you should listen to the arbitrator sometime.
All right. Next time. You're not getting this next time. All right. You're not getting this with this next one. All right. What's the next one?
All right. We have to admit that we are slightly jealous of how amazing your Miz and Maryse versus Cena and Slut. I mean, Nikki Bella feud played out. We would like to do something equally shitty. We would really like to ascertain Miz and Maryse.
No. He has been one of the biggest stars on SmackDown since the brand split. He is important to our future. Not happening.
But, I mean, you guys clearly don't like one another. We understand how important he is to your company, but you really haven't given him any wins in months, and you've allowed all of your big stars to beat him. All right. Hear me out. What if we offered you a hotter chick than Maryse?
I'm listening.
And a guy. Yeah, see? You're already listening. Bree hopefully is not listening. We can also offer you a guy who, much like Miz, he's been a 2-time U.S. champion. If anything, we're giving you the better deal because our chick is hotter than yours.
Hmm.
I'll even give you one extra little piece. Here's a great idea. When you make this trade, you can do this awesome little vignette where your hot chick is dancing around a chair. The crowd will eat it up and not be confused or wonder what's going on in the least bit. Come on.
That's kind of hard to pass up. All right, deal. Who do we got?
Yeah, you guys get a Rusev and Lana. How exciting, right?
What?
He drove a tank.
Yeah, but he hasn't done anything since then.
But a tank!
But he's been garbage.
Come on,
lately.
Buddy. It's a tank.
Oh, my God. Go fuck yourself, all right, Kurt? Go fuck yourself. Arbitrator, where were you?
Hey!
Yeah, Arbitrator,
I have
he's telling me
you
go
before,
fuck myself.
You don't listen to me.
You didn't stop me that time. That was stupid.
Well, maybe you should listen to your fans and your arbitrator a little
more.
You know
what?
Like we do at Raw.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make Rusev and Lana stars.
Yeah, like they have a star quality written all over them. Like he's really athletic or dominant or good. We got the Miz. All right. Now, this is going to sound a little out there, but since you're clearly a moron when it comes to negotiations. You're a master negotiator. We would kind of like to have AJ Styles to go along with our Shield reunion so we can do a Bullet Club versus Shield thing. Would that work for you?
You believe some moron online actually believe that SmackDown could even consider trading AJ Styles? Oh my. All right. We're talking ESPN. It's all over types of message boards. You know those guys at 9deuce.com? Yeah. We listen to them because they're good. Not happening. We're not giving up AJ Styles for, heck, anything. In fact, I'm not giving up any other great stars without making sure I know what the trade is in fairness.
All right. I'm sorry, okay? Kind of, sort of, not really. It's like you're being taken advantage of sexually throughout this whole trade process.
I do feel like Xavier Woods a little bit here.
You're acting, you know, you're kind of getting Indiana Jones here a little bit too. All right. Well, with the Shield and our stacked tag team roster, we don't really have use for somebody like Sami Zayn. And I know that now you guys have Kevin Owens, you could do Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, and it'd feel really fresh to the public. Like, they've never seen it before. It's never happened. You guys be interested in Sami, right?
Duh.
Right?
Yeah, of course we want Sami. We can have KO versus Zayn for the next 12 months. But you've heard them say it. Wrestle forever. Wrestle forever. 12 months, it's brilliant. I love it. KO versus Sami. But wait. We're not giving up anybody who we have booked really well on our Superior show. Alright? If you want somebody we haven't quite given proper push to, or respect to, for that even matter. I guess that would be fair.
Really?
Yeah.
Bray's here.
God damn it! I knew that booking that Randy vs. Bray feud was going to come back and bite me in the ass eventually. Oh my god.
Also making you choke, Steph.
I'm choking in this draft. Choking. I've been raised with the... God!
Hey. At least you have the Sami Zayn feud and he can go feud with all these great heels on your roster because you got so many great heels like, Miz.
You just took him from me!
No, sir. Alright, well, we have him. Well, he could go against Bray.
You just took him from me!
He can go against Luke Harper. Oh, you guys turned him face. He could go against Randy, and Randy could be like a dick the whole time, and then that would turn Sami heel. Nobody would see it coming. What a twist!
I hate you so very, very much right now.
Maybe you should start listening to the arbitrator.
You mean the silent arbitrator who hasn't said a word about trades?
I think she's secretly a Raw fan, to be perfectly honest. I don't know. Are you up for another trade?
I feel like, Kurt, you've bent us over.
Listen, I got a deal that you cannot really possibly turn down.
All right.
Here's the thing.
Be careful.
All right, I'm listening.
It's not a trap, trust me. Kind of. We need to spruce up our lower mid-card.
Okay.
I mean, both of us really do. This would just, change up, who our jobbers are. Trust me, there's no way I can screw you over this time.
You must really think I'm a moron. Still, we do need to help Ty over and Mojo over. All right. We're going to use Miz, but you've got him now. We got Rusev.
Yeah, Rusev is injured.
Since when? Ugh. Damn it. All right. Well, all right, we need a heel. I see that Jinder Mahal has gotten into some shape there. He's hitting the gym quite a bit there. And when Rusev comes back, they could be a great tag team. Or they could feud, I guess. Alright. We need a win on this trade, arbitrator. Alright, we'll give up any guy that has less than 2 matches a month from SmackDown. There's no way that this can bite me in the ass.
Man, this is going to ruin my whole 5-man band plan. Alright, so you said less than 2 matches a month?
Yes, that's the only way y'all accept it.
Jesus Christ, that guy would have to be terrible or, like, horribly misused.
That's what we're hoping.
You know what? You guys have somebody named Apollo Crews, and you don't use him, so we'll gladly take him off your hands. Yoink.
How is this possible? How have we not given Apollo Crews 2 matches in a month? Oh my god, this doesn't make any sense. How? Wow, we really misused him, didn't we?
Yeah, really, really, really dropped the ball there with that guy. Alright, I have one more trade request. I know this has been really hard on your asshole, but we just want one more trade if possible.
I don't know if I can do this.
All right, listen.
All right, go ahead.
This is our Godfather offer.
Okay, what? You gonna offer me Bo Dallas and Kurt Axel for American Alpha? Wait, why didn't you guys even attempt to get American Alpha? You have the same gimmick as these guys, Kurt. Wow, that makes so much more sense. All right, I'm confused. Anyway, what's your trade proposal?
How the hell did nobody on our side suggest that Raw get American Alpha? Fucking writers! Alright. Speaking of our writers, that's what we are really missing on Raw. You see, we can have twice as much talent on our roster and consistently put on one of the worst weekly shows. Right now, we have The Shield, Finn, Jericho, Braun, Miz, Bray, Samoa Joe, Elias Sampson, and even Brock Lesnar. Yet our show still remains terrible. So, we will offer you all three members of The Shield and our writers in exchange for your writers. Come on, we are the geniuses that came up with Emelina!
Kurt, I learned something today. No matter how bad I am at negotiating, I still have the best writers in WWE. You could steal all of our top talent. And we'd still be more entertaining than Raw ever would be, because our storytelling is above and beyond what Raw is even attempting. The fans just want good storytelling. You guys are giving them what insults their intelligence. Eh, we've had a few missteps here and there. It happens. But we're going to remain the better, consistent show. So no. You could offer us your 10 best talents, and we're still going to say no. Good writing will always trump good talent. So Raw and WWE, suck our balls.
Fucking hell. All right. I guess we have another terrible year of TV to put on. Oh! I just had a great idea, though. We could keep Brock Lesnar as our champion for the full calendar year. The fans don't need to see or want to see our biggest belt defended on a regular basis. They only want to see their champ four times a year, so we're going to win the WWE Wars. Yeah!
Wait, okay. That's your plan. You're not going to try to make any stars?
No.
You're going to stay with tired feuds with no originality and never even try to make new stars?
What's the sense in that? We have Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I think SmackDown's going to be just fine.
Well, good day to you, sir.
It was a pleasure doing business, Kurt. And scene.
I can't believe that's how it actually played out.
Word for word, too. It's kind of weird.
It, you know, like, the whole negotiating process, it seemed like Raw was getting the best part of that whole thing, and then at the end, SmackDown just kind of came out with the whole writers thing, and I was like, wow, it doesn't matter. SmackDown's still going to have the better show. They can get all their talent raped and pillaged from them, and they're still going to have the better show. That's what that has taught me.
Year after year from now on, we're going to see, because assuming that the brand split lives for at least a couple more years, we're always going to see SmackDown, who will bring these stars up, making these stars. It's not, they're going to have their missteps, always. And then Raw's going to pillage them and ruin them. So it's going to be a recycling of garbage from Raw, bring it over to SmackDown. SmackDown will fix it. And they'll go back to Raw, and Raw will turn it to shit.
Carrie, do you think, I mean, now that you've kind of heard how everything plays out, do you think that Raw got the better end of the deal, or do you think SmackDown's still going to come out ahead here?
I have a feeling SmackDown's going to come out on top, as usual. Because they have the one thing Raw doesn't have. Good writing. And AJ Styles.
That is true. AJ Styles. Whew.
Can you believe people actually thought that AJ Styles was going to go to Raw?
I know, what stupid morons. Oh my god. I would have never, like, if I wrote anything like that and put it on the internet, or specifically at nondeuce.com/wrestling, I would feel like a complete and utter moron. Good thing I didn't write anything about AJ Styles switching.
Yes, very good. Very good. I mean, you're right. People would have to kind of be a little dense to have predicted that.
Like everybody. Right. Not us. Not us at ninedeuce.com.
No. No, I certainly didn't. I remember for a fact that I didn't do it. So that's
how
cool
I remember
for me.
I don't recall, but I don't think I would make that stupid of a decision.
No, but wait a second. Something on my screen saying Russ, AJ, because when the flagship comes a-calling, you go.
What? Kent, did you write that for me? Because I would never think that AJ would be switching to Raw. That's stupid.
It must be some other Russ that I know that writes for ninedeuce.com. It certainly can't be
exactly,
you.
Exactly, thank you. Tell that Russ he's a moron.
Yeah. Yeah. Russ, you're a moron. I mean, that Russ.
That Russ, thank you.
Yeah.
Man, all right. So, the shakeup. It did seem like SmackDown got a little bit of the Paige treatment. Double-ended. Tag-teamed.
Boom. There it is.
And, I don't know, I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed by all this. Aren't you, Kent?
Yeah, I couldn't even focus on my 8 hours of ESO last night. I was so overwhelmed by everything. I mean, I still played my 8 hours, but it was a little struggle. So, I mean, this whole week's kind of been tough. I haven't even gotten my Walking Dead blog out from 10 days ago because of this shake up, shakedown, whatever. So, I don't know. I feel like I need some help.
I do too. If only we had a professional who was good at listening to our problems.
If only.
I think you guys might need a doctor.
Why, yes. A doctor would be fantastic.
Of Thugonomics.
Well, I don't
know. No?
I don't know about that.
Word life. Fine. I need some kind of counseling. Any doctor will do.
In fact, I would even go with Dr. Carrie. Is she available?
Let me go check.
I hope she's ready, willing, and Gable.
Gable.
Kent, Russ, what's the matter? I heard you needed a special session with me.
Dr. Carrie!
Hi, Russ.
It's been so long. Well, not really, but...
Yeah, it's been a month.
It's been a month, and we're already back to Dr. Carey.
Well, I mean, typically people go get counseled, like, monthly, so this really does seem real here.
All right.
It's real.
All right,
gentlemen, what can I do for you both today?
So many questions.
All right.
Russ, you want to
all right.
Start
yeah,
off?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so... I don't understand this, Dr. Carey. SmackDown had something fantastic going on between Daniel Bryan, Miz, Cena, Nikki, Maryse, all of them. They had a great dynamic going. I mean, the Miz's chips at Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan being so, you know, mean to the Miz, to be frank. And then Cena and Nikki, and then Miz and Maryse, the it couples, fighting each other. It was fantastic. And then WWE took Miz and Maryse away from the others. Why?
Maybe they thought that it was time for Miz and Maryse to wander out on their own. Maybe now they can take on the big it power couple, Triple H and Stephanie. Just think
that's
what they could do with
idea.
That feud.
But Miz and Maryse are...
It could go farther than Sami Zayn versus Stephanie did.
That went so far. That was well worth it.
I feel like doesn't this kind of screw Miz over of any title opportunities for the near future year? That's my concern, Miz not getting any titles?
Not necessarily.
Really?
I mean, we did see in the opening segment, he did have a run-in with Dean Ambrose. So
because that's never happened. Talk about fresh feuds.
It hasn't happened on Raw. And if it hasn't happened on Raw, it hasn't happened.
And it's not historical.
That's true. You make a very good point on that one, Doctor.
Could Miz and Maurice be the first historical couple?
Oh, my. It would be historical. Now.
Wow. Mind blown.
Truly. Now. While he could go for the Intercontinental Championship, will he ever see the Universal Championship?
They have a Universal title?
I'm sorry, the Red Belt.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know what that is anymore. I think that disappeared when it got put on Brock Lesnar. We're never seeing that again. Sorry, guys.
Oh. So, Rob basically only has one singles title for... Oh, well, they do have the Cruiserweight, but Miz ain't no Cruiserweight.
That's for sure.
This is just sad all around. I'm going to miss the Miz and Daniel Bryan dynamic on Talking Smack more than anything else, I think.
Yeah, that was big. I can't believe they did that. It just...
Although, I don't know. This whole Triple H and Steph versus Miz and Maurice thing, I am completely sold on if they were to ever go that way, because the promos would be lengthy as hell.
Well, the only problem is, though, that Miz and Maurice would have to turn face, because I can't see Triple H and Steph going face.
Why can't we just have a battle of two douchebag couples?
Because that's not how Raw operates. You got to have your fan favorite and your heel.
You say
I
that,
know. We'll talk
but...
about that later. I said Raw has to. I didn't say the fans had to react the way they want them to.
Fine. I have a question for Dr. Carey. TJ Perkins, he's supposed to be like a kid who likes video games, and now he's a big meanie. What happened? Did he just kill my childhood innocence?
I don't believe he did that. I think he... Well... I think he just finally had enough of getting the shaft.
What you talking about?
Is he... So he's not like Paige at all.
No. I think he... Just sick of playing second fiddle. He wants a shot.
Just like Brad Maddox.
yes. Maybe. I don't know. But I think it's not fun and games anymore. He wants his title back. And I think in order to do that, he's got to be a little mean. But I wouldn't take it personally. I would just, you know, just support him. He's going through a tough time.
I think... I don't know. It was definitely needed. He was getting a little stale, the shake-up. But, yeah, he likes video games. And now he's mean. It hurts. I like video games. I don't like to be mean.
But there's bad guys in video games. I think they're called bosses.
Yeah, and you gotta beat them up.
Well, it looks like that's what Austin Aries is gonna have to do with TJ Perkins.
Isn't it a problem, though, that... Isn't 205 basically made up of heels now and
three faces?
Tozawa and Cedric Alexander and... I don't know, is there any other faces on 205? Like, it's all heels. Oh, and Gallagher.
Yeah. And Rich Swann.
Oh, yeah. They really need another belt on 205.
A tag or something. And they have so much good talent. It's amazing.
I haven't really watched TOFI the past 2 weeks. It's not that it's gotten dull, but I think another title would help keep
the interest. Yeah, the last week's main event was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was the week that I didn't want to watch another ounce of wrestling.
I understand. It was really good, though. All right, I've got a question. So, Miz is gone from SmackDown. I know I'm kind of stuck on this a little bit, but I'm sorry. Is Dolph the new Miz?
It would appear so. I mean, they just brought Nakamura up, and it looks like Dolph's going to be feuding with him, and I'm going to say yes.
Good to know.
Yeah, I'm proud. Like, does Dolph have what Miz had, Doc? Because Miz was awesome. Dolph, he has his moments, but he's not really as... Let's face it, he's not nearly as good as Miz when it comes to talking.
This, I think he's got this. I mean, he's been asked to put over the new talent. I think he's going to do a fine job with that.
I would just like to point out that three guys from Ohio have all had their roles drastically changed this past week in Dolph and Miz and Dean. Yes, they're all from Ohio.
I did not know that.
And they're all, like, upper mid-card guys.
Yeah.
Occasionally world title guys. Occasionally.
Dean and Miz are not going to see a world title for a very long time.
Dr. Carey, we have the Shield reunited, and it feels so good. And they're reunited, and now we understood. Are we going to get another heel turn, or are we just going to get a lot of Shield main events? Like, is that all we're going to do on Raw? Like, they're like, hey, we got Brock Lesnar. He don't need to fight, so we had to have all the Shield so they can main event for the next 12 months. Is that what we're going to have go on?
Perhaps we can get a non-concussed Finn Balor heel turn. And we can get the club.
And actually, to further elaborate on this question, is there any face on the roster that can get over now that all three members of the Shield are on Raw? Like, is there seriously any singles face that can get over right now?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disappoint you boys, but I can't think of a one. I am sorry.
Well, I have a question. The Shield being reunited, will that get Roman cheers?
No. No. He is never getting cheered again.
I'll be honest.
What if they do a triple power bomb? That would get cheers, or would it?
I think if there was cheers, they would be cheering Ambrose and Rollins.
And Boo Reigns!
Exactly.
There'd be believing. Believe it. Believe it. That's what
Reigns,
the fans will be saying.
You retired The Undertaker. We hate you. Period.
No, you do not talk for everybody on this podcast, young lady. Dr. Carey, sorry. Dr. Carey. I want to properly call you what you are.
No, keep going. Make this more cool.
Okay. Yeah. Roman Reigns. I'm surprised he's still alive. That's...
I have a feeling we're going to touch on that later, aren't we?
We are. Oh, man. Okay.
Is anybody even going to go for, a mid-card title that's a face? Is there anybody that can get elevated? Like, is Sheamus and Cesaro stuck in eternal purgatory at this point? And the Shield kind of fucks everybody that's on the face side.
It does. Like, Sheamus and Cesaro have no chance, right?
Or I mean, and the Bullet Club idea is great, and I think that's obviously the way they're going. But then, all right, so you have Bullet Club versus The Shield. Who the hell does Bray feud with? Who does Braun feud with? I don't know. I'm just, who does Miz feud with? I just named, like, your next tier of guys, and they're all heels.
Are any of them good faces?
Big Show's gone.
Any of them be good faces? Wait, Big Show's gone?
Russ, I think we discussed that last week. WrestleMania was Big Show's last match.
He seemed very ticked off, and didn't he come out on Raw this past week and punch Kurt Hawkins?
Did that happen?
Yes, that's how Kurt Hawkins was welcomed to Raw.
Wow, the fucks I don't give anymore.
Yeah, now, to be fair, you were shitting all over Raw that entire time. So, you must have missed it. But when you said that, I was like, I was shocked. I was like, didn't I just see Big Show? And
if you blinked,
yeah,
you may have missed him.
That's true.
I watched it live. That's the worst part. I didn't even fast forward through anything. God damn it. good stuff. Russ, you got a question for Dr. Carey?
All right. So, I am so confused right now, Dr. Carey. Maybe you can help me out. Payback's coming up. It is a Raw exclusive pay-per-view. How come there's a SmackDown people on my Raw exclusive pay-per-view?
Well, in the grand tradition of the writing that is SmackDown, SmackDown fans want continuation of their storylines. And in order to get closure on said storylines, those matches had to kind of go into the Raw pay-per-view when, you know, certain individuals were traded. So I think this is the last time we'll see it, but we all need that closure.
Has anything ever screamed more Bray's losing his own House of Horrors match than anything ever?
I wonder if, are they going to get like some of the Godfather's women to be involved in this House of Horrors?
I doubt it. They're really old now, Kat.
He hires new ones all the time.
That's true. But he hasn't been around in a long time.
I mean, this is going to be an awesome house. I mean, why don't they just call it the House of, you know, Playboy Mansion? Get done with.
I thought it was the House of Horrors, not Whores.
Yeah, Kat. Yeah, you're a little off there.
Oh. Well, I mean, I like both ideas.
I like your idea better now that I'm thinking about it.
I mean, could we just have some bloody bitches? Like, let's just combine both ideas.
Oh, good, because when you said bloody bitches without combining the ideas, I only thought of one thing. That just sounded gross, so.
Care to elaborate?
No.
Please don't.
Yep. Nope, I think we'll leave that one up to the imagination of our fan. All right.
Fine.
Who probably Dr. just Carey. Stopped the record, the podcast.
Dr. Carey, I have another question since I have a raging clue for The Shield.
Certainly.
Is there any possibility over the next 12 months that we'll get a heel turn from one of The Shield members and be unprecedented and historical because it'd be on Raw?
Well, let's see. Roman's already a heel. More or less. Maybe we'll see Ambrose turn. It's possible.
I've been wondering if Ambrose is going to get a turn. It seems
like it's time.
Yeah. It's that time of the year.
No, month. Wait, no, yeah, year. Yeah.
Always working red, aren't you, Russ?
Hey, it's the red brand. House of Horrors.
Historic.
Oh, man. I feel better.
I don't. I have another question. Who's going to be a heel on SmackDown? Because right now they have Kevin Owens, Dolph Ziggler, and Rusev, he's injured.
Jinder Mahal.
I mean, they have Randy, Shinsuke, AJ, Luke. They got a Cena. Is there going to be a heel turn on SmackDown with all those big names being face?
Possibly. I just can't think of who it would be. That might be something I need to ponder for our next session.
That sounds like a cop-out.
Follow-up. Well, no. Sometimes you go to a counseling session, then
the
come back in a month. Yeah, time is now.
You can't see me.
Russ, do you have any questions anymore?
I do. But I don't want to ruin it for later on.
Okay. Well.
I mean, we've all saw it. All right, Dr. Carey. I'm sorry, I have to ask it. I saw a man lift up an ambulance and tip it on its side. I saw a man tied down to a gurney and get thrown over a rather deep fall off. Is that man dead?
I assure you, I've read the news. He is fine, just slightly injured, but we'll see him again.
But why wasn't Braun Strowman arrested? He threw a man off a concrete cliff, more or less, who was helpless. He hulked the man through the air like he was a child, like he was Gene Snitsky with a baby. And then he single-handedly tipped over an ambulance. How is that guy not arrested, but Seth Rollins can get arrested for like being like, Triple H, you suck?
How do you tip over an ambulance? A service machine, he hindered a service machine taking somebody away. He should be arrested for that alone.
Boys, we've talked about this in our previous sessions. Reality, storyline.
I saw this happen with my own eyes.
I was messaging Russ, and I saw it with my own eyes at the same time. We were like, what the fuck? So we saw this. This was not imagination land. Like, we saw this mountain of a man. This great human being. This person who, if you were to call him epic, I would let it go for once. And he's not arrested.
That's because it's part of the story, boys. Story. Remember? Line. Reality. Storyline. What you see on TV is not actually reality.
What about Stephanie McMahon's boob job? Real or fake?
Was it done for a storyline or...
It's been reduced, but no, those are real. Those are definitely fake.
Well, now I'm confused.
I am so confused now.
I still like looking at them.
She had a boob job, but then she had them reduced, but she still technically has implants in there, so they're technically still fake.
Good for Triple H.
He's a winner in my book. All right. Oh, you have another question for Dr. Carey?
Yeah, Dr. Carey, I have a friend who has an unhealthy obsession with a guy who has really wet hair. He talks about him pretty much every week and seems to think that the universe, the WWE universe, revolves around this guy.
No, hold on.
He can't stay healthy, though. What?
This wet hair. Is it really wet?
It's not dripping. It just always looks very moist. And I'm just worried for my friend because I have a feeling that at some point, because he lives in upstate New York, that maybe one day he's going to walk around outside in the winter with really wet hair trying to impersonate this guy. What kind of advice can I give my friend?
Never leave the house with wet hair during the winter.
See? That's good advice.
Yeah. Because when it rains, it rains.
It's Seth Rollins?
Yeah. Seth Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins. Oh my god, he's gonna get buried too. Fantastic.
I have another question for the doctor. Why is the Charlotte acquisition being praised by pretty much everybody, yet it really screws over the SmackDown Women's Division when you think about the fact that there's maybe Naomi, and then after that, you don't really want to see Charlotte versus any of those other women. How was the Charlotte acquisition better than just keeping Alexa and Mickey? Are the internet fans wrong? Am I wrong? Yeah,
they got Tamika, too. I mean, this was a fair trade.
Nope, Tamina. Not Tamina. Not Tamika.
That's how much I know her name.
I would like to say that this was a mistake. But honestly, guys, I'm going to have to disappoint you again. And, you know, I know I'm supposed to be building you up and making you feel better about things, but that was just a stupid move.
I have a follow-up question regarding Charlotte. Is she okay because Nia Jax dropped her on for one move and then refused to catch her on the moonsault, therefore Charlotte dropped on her head twice? Is she alive still? Is she more alive than a man who got thrown over a concrete slab with wet hair and then lost most of his appendages in an ambulance? Who's worse for wear?
I assure you that both individuals are just fine. I mean, we just saw Charlotte, you know, on SmackDown. She looked perfectly fine.
So were those drops on her head fake? Because you tell us that there's this weird line between reality and fake. It looked like she fell on her head. Like, fell on her head. How is that fake?
She looked like she really got dropped hard.
She went hard.
Not Revival hard, though.
No.
I'm going to say good camera angle. Trickery. Possible, you know, reality storyline thing. You know, that we've been discussing session after session.
So is this, like, along the same route as when Seth Rollins got injured 2 months ago? Was that all just camera trickery? And is that why he was able to go to WrestleMania and put on a great match?
No, he was actually
so
injured.
So much sense.
I mean, more confused than ever.
I think Charlotte got lucky. Very, very lucky.
Yeah.
She's
going to get hurt.
Well, no, she's not.
She's going to get hurt.
No, she's not. She's not.
She's going to work with Natalya, and Natalya's a botch machine ready to happen.
Okay. Nia's the biggest botch machine there is, so she's safe. But then I forgot Natalya, like, huge botch machine.
And Becky's not much better.
Oh, my God. Alexa's dead. She goes against Nia, she's dead.
Why would she go against Nia?
Good thing she isn't, because Alexa's not exactly the cleanest wrestler, and Nia's a botch machine.
Did anybody benefit more than Bliss from that whole trade? She just got a full new roster to work with. I think she got the best bang for her buck out of that whole trade.
Yeah, oh yeah, she'll be champion by the end of the year, I think.
I had a dream about AJ Lee. It was sexual.
Of course. All right, I have one final question for the doctor, or at least it's my final question. So, and I think this will ring home with you. Finn Balor, I know he's got a demon inside. Is he actually cursed, though? Because when he got called up, he immediately got injured pretty much the next day. Go ahead and say it.
By who? Who?
His name is, I believe, Reth Solins, maybe? No, it was Seth Rollins. That's who it was. Seth Rollins who injured him, yes. And then...
Oh, that guy.
And then he was out for a week, and he didn't get hurt. And now this week, he goes and gets a concussion. Really bad. Yeah, is he cursed? Is he ever going to be able to wrestle a whole year without getting injured within 5 minutes of being debuted?
I wouldn't say cursed. I would say more injury prone. Unfortunately.
Does that mean the WWE is still going to continue to push him? Because they don't like pushing guys who are injury prone. Typically.
Normally.
Well, I think in his case, it's they're not going to blame him. They're going to blame the people who are who he wrestled. So really, you think about it.
I highly doubt they blame Seth Rollins for any of that. Not at the time.
Sting does.
Well, Sting, yeah. Sting does.
And Bret Hart.
You know, we were joking with Sting, but you really had to dig that dagger with Bret Hart.
That hurts. That brings me back to screw jobs.
Oh, man. All right, Kent, do you have any other questions for the good doctor?
Yeah, I have one final one. Will the Shining Stars actually receive a push that goes beyond 2 months on SmackDown, the Land of Opportunity?
It's SmackDown, it's the Land of Opportunity, so I'm going to say possibly.
Mine's a big fat no in about 2 weeks.
Dolph Ziggler's a big fan of theirs, apparently, from watching Talking Smack, which I did not know.
I wouldn't know that either.
Nah. I hope they do something. By the way, wait, I have a follow-up question. Why did Aiden English job on his first week as a singles wrestler? I mean, we've been talking about Aiden English for weeks now in hopes that he would finally, you know, get somewhere. So he's finally free of Gotch, and he loses. Dr. Carey, why is this happening on the Land of Opportunity?
This is another one where I just don't have an answer for you. I think it's very unfortunate. The young man works so hard. And he's gotten such a bad... Well, he was dealt a bad hand with that partner of his. Hopefully things will turn around from here.
I was going to say, I think, and this is just my opinion, that he is going to be the greatest jobber we've seen in a long time.
He is just one man. Wait, I have one other question.
God.
I've been dying. No, this is important, Russ. Lives matter here. Elias Sampson debuted on Raw. He wasn't that good in NXT. Is he actually going to be good on Raw? I'm confused. He just drifts from place to place.
Yeah, and probably in about 6 months, he'll drift right out the door, too.
You give him 6 months? You know what's funny, though? A lot of people...
I'm being generous.
I think he's going to be a champion within the next 14 months.
I think he'll have some kind of championship. It's funny, though, because so many people praise him. I have not seen that great of stuff.
What don't you see about him, Russ? He's large, he gets crazy amounts of heat, and he doesn't even have to work hard to do it.
No, he doesn't. It is pretty amazing. It's just...
He has a gimmick that is so easily hateable.
Yeah.
It just works. I'm pro Drifter all the way, so I'm happy that he showed up, although I really liked him as El Vagabundo, I believe his name was, on NXT. And now I'm done with my questions. I really didn't get a chance to talk about Elias much in the blog, so I really felt the need to talk about him.
All right. Well, Doctor, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. I feel slightly better.
Glad to hear it, guys. Just let me know next time you need another session.
Probably a month from
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah, good chance of it. They're bound to do something dumb.
Next week.
All right. God damn it. Let's talk more about it. Russ, everybody's wondering, who's your man crush of the week? Because I'm dying to hear this one.
You'd probably never guess it at all. But my man crush of the week is Braun Beefcake Strowman. Oh my God. All right, let's just get this out of the way. Was this not the greatest wrestling segment you have seen ever? Wow. All right, first of all, let's just get the beefcake stuff out of the way. Braun Strowman goes in attacks Roman when he's being interviewed with a huge scream, which is a perfect Braun scream. Then he just starts beating up on Roman Reigns. Man, that sympathy has to be going now, because poor Roman, he didn't do anything to deserve this. Then he gets picked up like he's a little child, like Kent said earlier, and thrown into a table.
Have you ever seen him thrown like that? Like, I've never seen that man tossed like
he
that.
He was tossed like he was made out of paper. That's like Braun threw him so well, and it was amazing. And then he landed pretty harshly. That did not look like a very soft landing. So kudos to him. Then you think, okay, decent enough, nothing spectacular. I'll go on with it. Braun's not done. Oh no, he lets out another primal scream. Grabs Roman, continues to beat the crap out of him, and then he takes this metal, I don't know what the hell it was, freezer or something, I don't know what it was, and rolls it and slams it right into Roman's face, or at least what it looked like to be Roman's face. I'm going to assume it was Roman's face. And now you're thinking, this has got to be done. Good kudos. It was decent. I liked it. Braun was a big man. Awesome for him. Then the ambulance comes, and now you're thinking, oh, all done. It's over with. I have nothing else to watch anymore. And at that point, you're thinking, okay, it was fine. Whatever. It's out of your mind. You'll probably never think of it again. And then the most beautiful thing that could possibly have ever happened for Roman, who is now on the gurney, strapped in. Braun comes running in with another scream. Or at this time, I don't remember if this is the point where he says, I'm not done with you yet. I don't think that was. I think that was during the ambulance. But in any case, he comes screaming in, grabs the gurney. Nobody's even touching this guy. And rolls him and brings him to I like Kent's concrete cliff. So let's go with that concrete cliff. And rolls it so hard off that any human being who was actually on that gurney and flipped over and landed the way it did would be dead. I don't think you could survive that. And now, this just became fantastic. Fantastic. And now, like, I was laughing at that point. And I hadn't seen the ambulance turn because I was a little bit behind at this point. So I said, wow, that was fantastic. I couldn't stop laughing. Amazing. So good. So I text Kent, oh, this is fantastic. And then Kent goes, and he didn't spoil it, because fortunately, he was a little slow on his text, or I wasn't that far behind, one of the two. But Kent goes, he says something about an ambulance, and I look and I go, ambulance? What's, all of a sudden, I'm not done with you yet! And he comes in, hits Roman twice more, leaves, goes to the side of an ambulance that looks monstrous, but not as monstrous as the monster who lifts up the ambulance and continues to tip it onto its side. And that's where he leaves it. And now this has become a legendary segment because that was fantastic. Braun Strowman, thank you. Thank you, Braun Strowman. You a beefcake of a man. You are now up here on my list. And it's a lofty list, but that man beefcaked himself into my heart.
Did he become the number one face on Raw after that?
Oh my god, yes. Unintended, did he become the... No, don't you think...
Are we sure it's unintended, though? That's my question. If they're building Hit Braun up for Brock, are we sure this was unintended?
See, okay. The only reason I think it's unintended is because they are so far up Roman's butt. I mean, they gave him a clean win against Braun 2 months ago, or a month and a half ago, or whatever. To make me think, alright, Roman, and they gave Roman the win against Undertaker, so they're obviously grooming Roman to be their top face. And then when people started rejecting him the next night, fine. So I'm a little bit curious of what the way they're going with this, because you're right. It seemed like they were going for the, the sympathy heat. Or oh man, he just got his butt kicked. But the fans turned it completely, and I think that really helped. The fans turned it around and just went insane. They did. Braun Strowman right now, if they don't capitalize on this white hot heat that he just got for babyface, I don't know what else they're going to do. They ruin it.
Is there any chance that they say, screw it, we're going to hold off on Braun versus Brock and maybe give Braun the Brock rub instead of Roman? I mean, Roman's got enough rubs. Is there any chance of that? I mean, Roman's already a big enough star. Like, he's not going to get any bigger by beating Brock. Braun, on the other hand, would become bigger. Like, it would... Is there any chance, do you guys think?
It's not happening, but it would be the best thing they could do right now. Would you not buy a Braun Strowman t-shirt right now?
Yeah, if it came in my size.
Yeah. They don't have anything for him yet. How do they not have merchandise for this man?
I don't know. It'd be great to just have, like, the word Braun and then have a picture of him pushing the gurney.
The gurney. Either one.
Like, anything. You could make a series of shirts of Braun's feet of strength, okay? Oh. And
they have to do this.
I want Braun action figures,
okay,
too.
My question is this. How are they going to top that?
I think I addressed that in the blog.
All right, well, go ahead, because this is the verbal companion to the blog.
All right, so the blog is at 90s.com/wrestling, and my suggestion was, this was cool, almost as cool as Rusev driving in on a tank.
Ooh.
I say we put Roman in a tank and have Braun flip over the tank.
Yes, absolutely.
I just got a clue.
Raging clue. I just want to see Braun put in more ridiculous and ridiculous strengths of feet every week and just have him overcome them.
Like, I was really happy just seeing his WrestleMania workout out in the woods because it was such a throwback to ridiculousness. I was like, that's good. Hopefully they keep it up. And they just... really wet. The only thing they can really do to top it for me is to do the exact same vignette that they did for Lana, only have Rusev doing it. Or not Rusev, Braun. Braun dancing around a chair wearing red would be hilarious. You know it's true.
Oh my god. If anything, right now, they need to call Brock up and be like, yeah, Brock, we're changing our plans. You are wrestling at Payback, and... it's going to be against Braun, and you're losing. Sorry.
I could see Brock actually enjoying working with Braun, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think Roman's getting that damn push.
After Monday, I am curious the way they're going with it. Because they obviously can't go, well, Roman's our... face. They just made Braun. This literally, that one segment made Braun. And yeah, like, what were we saying like 3 weeks ago? Or not even 3 weeks ago, maybe probably 4 weeks ago, maybe. But we were like, oh yeah, Braun will be gone within the year. No, not anymore.
No, they made a star. That was the first time Roz made a star in fucking forever.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too. Like, did you, like, how bad was Raw up to that point?
All right, so, in our chat, I said that Raw was like watching Titanic. Because the first 2 hours is complete dog shit with all the romance and boring bullshit. The only highlight is Billy Zane, and I'd equate Billy Zane to Corey Graves, okay? But then shit goes really off the charts in Titanic in that third hour, and that's what happened on Raw. So, yeah, I think really if you'd watched them on, like, split screen, everything would have kind of really coincided very nicely.
Now, I have one other question. Carrie, did you watch it live?
I did not. Oh. I watched it the following morning when I got up, and even in the recap, it was fantastic. And I also think I yelled at one point, again, when they pushed him over.
If I missed that live... I would have been so mad if someone had to tell me about it firsthand. It would have ruined it completely.
Like, the best part for me was that Raylene turned off. She saw Roman Reigns' interview segment coming up next. She's like, I'm tapping out.
Which makes sense. I get it.
So I've been making fun of that this whole time. It's been great.
Oh, man. The greatest segment Braun, Beefcake Strowman, he may have won Man Crush of the Year already, and we just started this year.
Yeah, God damn it, man. I mean, really, I know Russ was going to go and give... He had a hard-on for another segment earlier on with Angle, Samoa Joe, and Seth. And, oh, Jesus Christ, I forgot about Samoa Joe. Why did Samoa Joe get traded? Wouldn't he have been a perfect guy to get traded since they're not doing anything with him on Raw?
Oh, my God. Dr. Carey, quick, come back.
Like,
she's
get
gone,
your
guys.
Ass back here.
She's gone.
Damn it. Damn it.
Reality, Carey. Why didn't they? What's going to happen with Samoa Joe? They don't seem to care about him at all.
I have no idea. I think he would have been great for SmackDown.
Yeah, I was... He will be good. And it's going to be... He might still go over there after they're done with him on on Raw, which will be after Payback. Because I'm assuming he's fighting Seth at Payback.
Yay, Seth will get out injured for the next 6 months.
Yep. Time for his next injury. Oh, man. But going back to Braun, you're right. It's funny because Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle, and Seth Rollins, two of my favorite wrestlers, and I like Samoa Joe a lot. I was like, oh, my, this is a wet dream. This is what I've always wanted to see. And I was definitely, I was semi-joking, but I was like, okay, that's my man crush segment. Nope. Braun destroyed it, threw it out of the water. Champion of my life, Braun Strowman. When he comes out next week, how thunderous is going to be the cheers?
It should be... I would say that is the best done segment that Raw has had since CM Punk's pipe bomb. Because think about how much that won Punk over with the fans, right? That's pretty much what that segment just did for Braun. In theory. Until Raw's writers like, ha, just fucking with you. And you know that's going to happen. We're so excited right now, and whenever we're happy,
it screws up.
We're going to get screwed, so, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now that I'm happy, I also have a thirst for knowledge. Carey, I know you've been working hard on a story with lots and lots of details, so much so that I didn't even get to ask about it in the Dr. Carey segment, because I'm really curious to see what you've dug up. So please, enlighten us.
All right, guys. So this week's big wrestling story of the week. So as we've all know, we have not seen Mauro Ranallo on WWE TV in recent weeks. First, it was a weather-related excuse, then a health excuse. These were all excuses given to us by the WWE as to why he was not on television. He even missed Mania. Well, according to an article that I dug up from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Ranallo, who has suffered from bipolar disorder in the past, was dealing with depression, according to an exclusive from Dave Meltzer, which is the main reason why he missed TV. Apparently, in the weeks of his absence, JBL has been taking verbal digs at Ranallo on and off air. Bullying accusations erupted over the weekend when it was revealed in a former WWE ring announcer's book, Best Seat in the House, that would be Justin Roberts' book, that Layfield has had a history of bullying him and other superstars. These accusations were also confirmed by John Hannigan, otherwise known to all of us as Johnny Morrison Mundo. Oh, Johnny Nitro Morrison Mundo. Sorry, forgot the Nitro. After the release of this book, Meltzer said he was contacted by 15 former WWE employees who said they were bullied by Layfield, and he was approached by even more during WrestleMania weekend. In short, Ranallo is not expected to appear again on WWE TV and has deleted all mentions of WWE from his Twitter, and apparently is going to be sitting out the remainder of his contract with the company.
Now, I find that interesting. But you said Johnny Mundo. Who is this Johnny Mundo? I don't know of any Johnny Mundos. Were you talking about Johnny Abs?
Johnny Abs.
Oh, okay.
And the clues just got bigger.
Big time.
Now, I really wanted to ask Dr. Carey why JBL still has a job.
Seriously.
Because this is not the first or second or fifth time that JBL has been accused of bullying people in ring, out of the ring, locker room, on flights, traveling. I mean, we all remember, well, Russ at least does. I don't know if you probably don't. The Blue Meanie incident. That was a big time incident, probably almost about 10 years ago when they did the one night stand for ECW. There's been so many rumors about him throughout the years. How does he still have a job? And by him having a job, isn't that a... Like, WWE's always so worried about their image and all this stuff, but yet he's still allowed to have a job. Why?
There's no punishment either, too. That's the other thing.
Right. It's not like he's Triple H. It's not like he's banging the boss's
daughter.
He's kind of a nobody. He held the world title once.
For a long time, but still.
It doesn't make sense to me. This company's all about image. Yep. For a company all about image, anti-bullying and stuff, storyline paradoxes aside, this is real bullying and they're allowing it. I don't get it.
The only thing I can think of is they can't substantiate the claims that are being made.
Oh, wait.
But
there's substantiating claims, and then there's literally mountains of proof that people keep up. When there's more than two people accusing you of something, you more than likely did something.
Bill Cosby's innocent.
I'm glad someone brought Bill Cosby up on that one. Oh, man. But, I don't know. He should be fired, or at least he should discipline or something.
A formal apology on air would be a hell of a start if they want him to keep his job. But people have been fired for far less. That's what really pisses me off. We know people have been fired for far, far less infractions. I mean, this isn't a Randy Orton situation where Randy Orton did some stuff when he was young and immature. Bradshaw's 40, 50-year-old man, still doing dickish things. And Justin Roberts seems like a really credible dude from everything I've ever known about Justin Roberts. Kind of a badass dude, by the way. I saw him take down some people at an Albany event once. Like, two guys rushed a ring, and he actually ripped one guy down. Like, by himself, I was like, holy shit, Justin Roberts does not look like a guy that can handle himself. But he did, so I trust Justin Roberts over JBL.
Now, you said something earlier, too, Kent. Corey Graves really and Brian or Byron Saxton, are they really, like, to hate each other, or is that just...
No.
That was story.
They've been working together in NXT for a while, and they just kind of... It's kind of like a Bobby Heenan, Gorilla Monsoon type.
I thought you were, when you said that in the manuscript, I thought you would be, like, there was something seriously between them. And I was like, wow, they work together so much. You'd think they'd like each other, but...
I'm actually surprised they made that move. I really am surprised that... Because Otunga...
Doesn't fit as...
Otunga doesn't fit. No. And quite frankly, I'm really pissed off they didn't give Renee Young the chance. I think Renee Young should be the head... commentator on SmackDown, get rid of JBL.
I think we might see her when Michael Cole steps down, honestly.
I don't know. Corey's really freaking good at what he does. Plus there's Aries, and plus there's Kendrick. If they really want to, I'd put Kendrick in right now over JBL in a heartbeat. It's not like Kendrick's doing anything. He's taught 9 lessons to Tozawa. I don't know how many more lessons he has for him.
Well, it could be infinite. He is the Brian Kendrick.
I'm fine. He could teach lessons and still be on SmackDown,
True. He could.
Plus, he'd already be there for the taping.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I really think that for a company that's so about anti-bullying plus equality, why not kill the two birds, one stone, and just... put Renee Young in the commentary. Like, I can say she's by far the best female that they've ever had on commentary for interviews and everything.
Yeah, oh yeah, Renee's really talented. I'll give her that. All right. So, Ken.
Yes, Russ.
Could you tell me?
Are you asking me out?
No, I would be much more direct with that. I wouldn't take my time.
Oh. Thank God.
What I want to know is, what's really grinding your gears this week? Because I know there's been a lot of things going on. So, Kent, what's really grinding your gears?
To keep up on my recent streak of not even talking about wrestling on what really grinds my gears, I really enjoy when somebody in Washington orders a $13.99 antenna cable from Best Buy using my name and my email address. That's really awesome. I also really like when I call Best Buy to ask them about this and ask, hey, how's the refund going for my Xbox One that I returned to you guys for $330? Well, $300 plus tax. They say, oh, we got it. We just haven't processed the refund. You guys have had it for about a month now and you haven't processed it. Nope. Just never went through. What the fuck, man? And I'll go so far as to say how absolutely fucking ridiculous their password system is. I'm not even shitting you. And I can say that when they asked me, I wanted to change my password, so I went, I did something with three letters, upper and lowercase, five numbers, and an exclamation point. They said that password is weak. I then wrote like a whole sentence, and they said, that's fine. My password right now is like 17 freaking characters long, and it's a line from The Big Lebowski. I'm like, holy balls, like this is what it's come down to for security. They're like, no, your password was not good enough. I implore anybody who's listening to this, don't shop at Best Buy via their website. Don't keep your credit card attached. Fortunately, the credit cards I had attached were like 3 years old and had long been discontinued. Don't trust these fools, because there's something seriously fucked up when a 9-character password is not... It wasn't even medium, it was weak. Weak. And that's what really grinds my gears this week.
You're right, Kent. Roman Reigns does suck.
He sure does. Thank God we have a hero like Braun Strowman.
Absolutely.
Doesn't Braun have the Superman tattoos like on his arm, maybe?
Oh my God, well, he should be showing that more often, because he's definitely a Superman.
He doesn't wear sleeves, Russ.
Shut up. Alright.
Good one.
Oh, man. Okay, let's move into the namesake segment. We are running a little bit late here, so let's kind of move this along.
Well, maybe if somebody joined the show a little early.
Shut up.
Talking about Beth.
All right, so the namesake of the segment of the show, Were You Not Kentertained? We take one segment of the week and we just pass along. We think a few seconds of did it entertain us or not. So this week's segment, and I think this is a good one, is the SmackDown's Women's Division segment, the state of the women's division that Shane O'Mac came out to tell us about. Were You Not Kentertained? Carrie, go.
I was not entertained. I don't even know what that was. I mean, they're like, oh, we have these two new additions. Enter Tamina. Huh? It's the first time I've ever, in the entire 2 days they were doing this shakeup where I heard crickets. And then they brought out Charlotte. And then they ended the segment with, like, nothing. I have no idea what that was. So, no, I was not entertained.
Kent?
I'll give you a couple reasons why I was entertained and entertained. First, Tamika came out. I mean, Tamina! Because only a moron would say Tamika. I mean, it was just solid trolling, but to follow that up, I don't know if either of you caught how ridiculous Becky Lynch was, because she was staring Tamina down the whole time, like, had her arms out, like, clenching her fist, looking like a fucking gorilla or something. And it made no sense. It's not like she was going to fight her. She let her get in the ring. She just, like, stared her down like she wanted to fight and then let her get in the ring. There was no rhyme or reason behind it. And then, like, the fans were like, we don't even really care about Charlotte anymore. We'd rather have Sasha. I don't know if you guys picked up on that. The crowd really went for Sasha, not Charlotte. And then they're like, oh, now we're doubly let down. So... kudos to them for trolling the shit out of the fans. Was it a good segment? Hell no, but Becky really saved it for me. So, there you go.
Alright. As for me, I was semi-entertained, only because of the trolling, honestly. Like, when they went with that whole two-time champion, blah, 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 and then Tamina came out, I was, well, first of all, shocked because I didn't think she was even with the company anymore. But, man, that crowd was expecting Charlotte when he was talking. And then I think the crowd only went to Sasha because they thought they weren't getting Charlotte. That's my thought process on it. I could be wrong.
I could see that.
But the trolling part, I felt bad, honestly, for Tamina. Because that made her look awful. Because once the crowd saw it was Tamina, they're like, well, who the fuck cares? And they went dead silent. So I felt bad for Tamina. It made her look bad. And then Charlotte came out. And then it ended. So I was semi-entertained. I liked the trolling part of it, but the rest of it was stupid. And I didn't see the Becky part because I was only half paying attention. So,
yeah, it's worth it for the 30 seconds, but I can't even say, hey, Russ, go look at it. It's not worth it, but it is funny.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. All right. Well, that is almost going to end the show. We have anybody doing Guess the Wrestler this week? Carrie?
And deer in headlights.
Not even looking left and right.
I can fix somebody quickly.
Seth Rollins.
All right, Russ, you say Jimmy, and I'll say Jay.
Okay, Jimmy.
Jay.
We right?
Good. Yay. Good right. Job, both Woo. Of you.
Pick. Both of us? You can't pick two.
They're both the same people.
But they're a tag team. So, yes, I can.
Oh, man. All right, so I guess the wrestler. Next week, Carrie, you better have a wrestler for us.
I will. All
right.
Can I pick one?
No. Well, sure, if you want to, I don't care.
Okay. This is easy.
You say that.
I swear to God, this is easy.
I might have to look him up later.
You don't have to look him up. You know who he is.
All right. Carrie, go.
Male or female?
Male.
That's literally become the first question every time. All right.
Yes.
To which question? Current?
Pretty much the next.
Current wrestler or no?
Yes, current. Yes to your next question.
So current era?
Yes.
That's what current means. I already asked that, Carrie.
Right, so you can ask another one. I'll probably still be yes.
Former WWE champ.
Yes. I have these questions pretty well down pat here.
It's true, they are asked about the same. Known for any factions?
None that would really stand out for anything. I don't even know if he was in any. Technically, I guess he was, but no. I'm going to say no because you wouldn't think of him for that. Okay. He's been almost a lone wolf, but he's not Baron Corbin.
Catchphrase?
I must say no.
Okay. Current Raw or SmackDown?
SmackDown.
Does he have mom hair?
No, because he was part of the Bullet Club, so that would be... That's too big of a name for him to say no to. Couldn't be him. I think I know who it is, but I'm not 100% positive. Is he... does he have his own show?
No.
I mean, like, he always calls it his own show?
No.
Okay, darn. That goes to him.
Has he ever had a grand entrance at WrestleMania?
I would say not in the way that you're thinking, but yes, he's had some some memorable stuff at WrestleMania involving his entrance. So, I guess, yes. So, he's white. He's
can
a
you,
former world champion.
You see him?
Yes. Yes. We've been seeing him for, like, close to 2 decades. Hint. I really thought this was going to be easy.
For 2 decades on SmackDown? Kane.
Yes. Keep in mind, I always pick somebody who's been discussed earlier in the podcast.
I was trying to figure out who we discussed earlier who was on SmackDown still. I wasn't sure if Kane was still on SmackDown. That's why.
And, like, he hasn't had a great WrestleMania entrance, but he beat the shit out of Pete Rose, and that's awesome. And he doesn't have a catchphrase. He was part of the Triple H authority thing,
yeah,
but I don't really consider that much of a...
See, it wasn't too bad. It just took me a few minutes.
It really wasn't that bad once I told you 2 decades.
Yeah, that was... All right. So, do we have any special announcements going on this week?
Yeah, since Jack Nicholson's turning 80 in 9 days... there will be a blog going up then for The Shining. So, if any listeners would like to participate in a Shining blog, please contact me on Facebook or just email me at kent@ninedeuce.com.
All right.
And if I won't get any emails, but hey, I gotta throw it out there so I have, you know, some kind of dignity, minus the hair.
Very good Ken Angle, by the way.
Thank you. Impressive. Thank you.
All right.
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. So visit us at ninedeuce.com/wrestling. You can read our blog there. You can get the podcast there, or at least can get to a link to get the podcast there, possibly. And, of course, for Carrie and Kent, I am Russ, and we hope you were entertained, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you next week.
Night, everyone.
This just didn't feel the same without Russ taking 3 hours to eat a sandwich.